Study on the topic, Christian suffering.
今天下午我们所学习的题目是基督徒的苦难。
Let's turn to John chapter 16, verse 33.
约翰福音第十六章第三十三节。约翰福音十六章三十三节。十六章三十三节，我将这事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. According to this verse, in the world we have suffering.
照这个圣经节讲说，我们在世上有苦难。
Just as the people of this world suffer.
所以这个世界上的人都是在挣扎的。
First of all, let us think briefly about where those suffering come from.
首先我们要学习到底这些苦难从哪里来。
The suffering come from committing sin.
苦难从犯罪而来。
Our first ancestor, Adam and Eve, disobeyed.
人类第一代祖先亚当夏娃他们不顺服神。
So in the Garden of Eden, in the paradise, they have no suffering.
其实在伊甸乐园的时候他们并没有苦难。
But once they disobeyed, they will be expelled out of the Garden of Eden and begin to have suffer.
当他们犯罪之后他们就被赶出伊甸乐园开始受苦难的生活。
So the sin makes the human being suffer.
所以罪使人类受苦。
And another reason we can find from the Bible is the suffering comes from Satan.
照到圣经上面讲，苦难也从撒旦来。
Satan is an enemy of God.
撒旦是神的对敌。
At the same time, he is an enemy of God's people.
他也是神百姓的对仇敌。
So Satan's purpose is to.Make the people of this world, especially the people of God, suffer and depart from God.
这撒旦他的目的使这个世界上受苦，特别是神的选民。
We understand
他使他们受苦，以至于离开神。
We understand Satan was originally an angel.
我们知道撒旦原来是一个天使。
One of the most powerful angels he was.
是很有能力的天使。
He was a guardian all over the world.
他是照顾这个世界上的。
And he finally became Satan because he wanted to compete with God.
后来他要与神同等。
From his pride, because he was so much blessed from God, and he.Finally, he fell into such an ugly Satan.
他本来是蒙神大大祝福的，但是他要抢神的荣耀，所以他被贬为撒旦。
From that time on, the Satan acted the enemy against God.
当撒旦开始对抗神的时候
，We understand in the Bible we can find the three very.Chief angels, very powerful angels.
我们可以在圣经上面看到有三个主要的天使是很有能力的天使。
Michael,
一个是米迦勒
chief angel for the Jehovah's army.
他是神的大军的统帅是米迦勒。
And another famous angel is Gabriel.
第二个是加百列。
He is the messenger to convey the good news from God to the people.
他是专门传达好信息，从神那边传达好信息给人类的天使。
Once he appeared to the Elizabeth and Mary to have a baby.
就是这个加百加百列他传信息给伊丽莎白还有玛利亚，告诉他们你们将要怀孕。
And another is this Satan. He was called Lucifer.
最后一个就是这个撒旦，他原来是被称为 Lucifer。
So this Satan was originally was the too much blessed from God, wisdom and power, but he finally become the enemy against God.
这个天使他原来是有大有智慧跟能力的， because, 但是后来他对抗神。
Because he's haughty and pride, he did not commit any adultery, any murder.Murdering people, but only pride.
他没有犯其他的错，也不是犯奸淫或杀人，他呢是骄傲。
So pride is the source of all kind of crime and sin.
骄傲是所有罪恶的开始。
We must be very careful.
我们要非常小心。
So if we see the person commit sin,the source is almost every time they are committing sin come from pride.
我们常常看一个人他犯罪刚开始的时候他的起头是因为他骄傲。
This Satan's the sin is very dangerous.
所以这种骄傲的罪是非常的危险。
So he tried to attackGod's people all the time.
这个撒旦他一直要攻击神的百姓。
And tempt.
而且给他们许多的试探引诱。
Make the God's children suffer all the time.
他要使得神的百姓一直在苦难当中挣扎着。
And we can find this from the Job.
我们看约伯记就知道。
Satan tried to.Make God to have Job suffer and telling the ill of Job.
这个撒旦他在神的面前控告约伯，希望神给约伯一些惩罚。
So and another cause, another source of suffering is it come from sometimes God Himself.
但有些苦难是从神而来。
The suffering from God is always come from His love.
神将苦难降在人身上是为了爱。
Like the parents chastise their own children.
是管教，还有训练他的儿女。
Chastising is not the good things for the one who.To have a chastise from the parents, but comes from God's parents' love.
如果是受管教的时候并不好受，但是出于神的爱。
From God's love, we sometimes have a trial and test.
所以从神的爱，我们就有考验，还有试炼。
We can see from the Bible, Joseph.
我们看这个约瑟、
Jacob, Moses, David, and so on.
雅各、摩西、大卫都一样。
So Bible teaches when we suffer from God, then rejoice and thankful to the Lord.
所以我们如果是被神来考验我们，我们要从心里来赞美神。
And also, suffering comes from ourselves.
同时苦难也从我们自己来。
The James chapter 1 verse 13 to 15.
雅各书第一章第
James chapter 1 from verse 13.
十三节到十五节，第一章十三节到十五节。
James 1 13 to 15. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. 14. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. 15. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and the sin, when it is fully a full grown, brings forth death. So if we have a carnal desire in ourselves, the peace of mind, joy will just gone. And then second step, if we have an action, take into action of our whatever we desire in our mind, then we commit sin.
如果我们将我们的私欲付诸于行动,
after we commit sin, we should be under the law.
我们在犯罪,
law or according to its punishment, and we will be punished according to the law.
那照着律法,
so we will suffer in that case. So the suffering comes from ourselves sometimes.
所以有时候我们的苦难从自己引起.
And also suffering, we suffer sometimes because we are God's people, Christian.
有时候我们基督徒也会受苦难, 因为我们是神的子民.
Once the Lord Jesus told the disciple that follow me with bearing your own cross.
主耶稣对他们徒说, 你要背着自己的十字架来跟从我.
So this also suffering, Christian suffering, prove we are God's people.
因为我们是基督徒, 我们是神的选民, 所以我们自然有十字架.
This is the cause and source of suffering, Christian suffering.
所以这就是所有基督徒所要面对的苦难.
And the next, we should think about why is some of the aspect, why does God permit his people suffer?
我们在想了, 为什么神允许他的百姓要受苦难呢?
Sometimes people say, why do God's people suffer in this world?
我们常常会怀疑, 为什么神的百姓要在世界上受苦?
Why do good people suffer while the wicked prosper?
为什么有时候看起来好的人受苦难, 坏的人反而很兴旺?
We can see from the Psalm chapter 73, we can see good people suffer, evil people prosper sometimes.
有时候我们看诗篇第73篇, 好像讲到, 善人反而受苦, 恶人反而兴旺.
But finally, this psalmist found that God will judge the wicked person in the end.
但是在他的最后的结论告诉我们, 神会, 向恶人讨罪.
So you may read Psalm chapter 73 if you have a chance to read the Bible.
如果我们有机会, 我们就在家里读读诗篇73篇.
And let us think about the by means of suffering, God works in us.
借着苦难, 神在我们心里工作.
God works through the suffering for our own benefit.
神借着苦难是为了我们的好处.
Every time you see the God makes good out of bad, and then the curse out of the blessing out of curse.
神从坏的事情当中让我们见到好的，
然
后从这个咒诅当中让我们得到祝福。
This is a divine exchange, wonderful divine exchange all the time.
这就是神很奇妙的，将这个不好的事情变成好的。
She changed the sinner into a righteous person through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
借着主耶稣基督宝血，神将恶人、罪人变成义人。
She bring death, she bring a resurrection life from death.
他从这个死亡当中使我们能够有复活的盼望。
He all the time have exchange the wonderful thing with the bad thing into good things.
神的大能能将朽坏的变成好的。
So, Satan always doing a reverse.
撒旦就专门做相反的事情。好的事情变成坏的事情。
So, even though or when we suffer, God makes our suffering for our blessing.
虽然我们是受苦，但是神将我们的苦难变成祝福。
So in order to have the faith trained and tested, it is very important for our blessing.
为了要使我们的信心经过考验，经过这个训练，我们就需要有这个苦难。
Faith must be trained and tested to become strong and genuine.
我们的信心经过这个考验，就变成真的信心。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 6.
彼得前书,
Peter said,
彼得前书第一章第六节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 6 to 8.
彼得前书第一章第六节。
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. 7.
第七节,
that the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. This tells that we, by means of testing and trial, our faith will be become genuine.
这边说我们的信心经过试炼就比那个能够坏的金子更宝贵。
And more the stronger.
我们变成很坚强的信心。
Just like a tree, in the tree, in the greenhouse, that is so weak.
好像一个在温室里面的树是很那个脆弱的。
But the tree outside, You see, he sometimes have the storm, cold winter, and a hot, scorching summer sun, and then raining, so that it will be sometimes shaked. But by means of shaking, his root will be steady.Deeply rooted and become a very strong tree.
一棵长在自然环境的树，在外面受了日晒、风吹、雨打，虽然有摇动，但是它根却在地上扎得很紧，所以变成很坚强的一棵树。
Just as the tree should be shaken by the wind, by the storm, so it to be rooted deep and firm after the storm.
一棵树如果被那个风吹那个暴风雨击打的时候，它的根反而扎得更紧。
So, also another reason we should suffer is that in order to take away our sin, we must suffer anyway.
还有呢，为了要脱离罪恶，我们也需要受苦。
A Bible tells us, if we want to enter the kingdom of God, we must go through many suffering.
所以圣经告诉我们，为了进神的国，我们要经过许多的苦难。
So did the hero of the faith in the Bible all went through that way.
所以所有的圣经里面的古圣徒他们都是经过这些考验的。
First Peter chapter 4,
彼得前书第四章。
First Peter chapter 4 from verse 1-2,
彼得前书第四章第一节。
Therefore, since Christ suffered
第四章第一节
for us in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. He who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
那就是肉身受苦就已经与罪断绝了。
So it is necessary for the sinner to suffer in order to cease to sin.
为了要断绝罪恶，我们必须受苦。
And also in order to learn obedience,For we must sometimes suffer.
有时候为了学习顺服的道理，我们就要受苦。
The Bible testifies that the Lord Himself, He suffered, so that He learned obedience.
圣经上面说，耶稣基督他受苦难，来学习顺服。
The life of Jesus on us is the model and the example for the God's people.
主耶稣是我们的一个活的一个榜样。
Whatever he have done on the earth, he showed his example for his people to follow.
他所做的一切是我们信徒的需要学习的。
He himself for nothing needed for to do anything, because he's perfect, blameless. He's God himself.
主耶稣是神本身，他有神性，而且他是完全无。
He did not have to be baptized.
他不需要受洗。
But he baptized.
但是他受洗。
And he did not have to be tempted by Satan.
他不需要被撒旦引诱。
But he tempted by Satan.
但是他也被撒旦
引诱。But overcome all kind of temptation.
无论怎样，他胜过
所有的试探引诱。And he went through all kind of suffering in this world, showing good example, model life for his people.
他胜过所有试探引诱，他胜过考验，所以他是我们一个活的那个榜样。
So Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8 and 9 it also said though he was a son yet learned obedience by the thing which he suffered 9 and having been perfected he became the author of eternal salvation to allobey him.
这希伯来书第五章第九节，他既得以完全，就为了凡顺从他的人，成就了永远的救恩根源。这第八节，他虽然为儿子，还是因为受苦学了顺从。希伯来书第五章第八节第九节。
So somebody say that as soon as we are born again in the Lord Jesus.
只要我们在主耶稣里面重生了
we enter the school of obedience
我们就开始进入这个顺服的学校
after regeneration we should enter the school that is called obedience
所以我们重生以后我们就进入这个受顺服的学校
in the school of obedience we learnand finish the course.
我们在这边学习，完成我们所当学的。
And then finally, when we graduate, then we will be perfect, the God's people.
当我们毕业了，我们就变成主这个很完全的百姓。
This is the way of inevitable course of God's people.
就是我们作为神的儿女必经的一个课程。
So, in order to learn obedience, we must suffer.
所以为了要学习顺服，我们就要受苦。
Everything is going on well. What we should to obey?
如果样样事情都顺心如意，我们怎么样学顺服呢？
Under suffering, we have something we should obey.
所以在苦受苦当中，我们学习顺从。
In order to have God use us importantly, first of all, we must go through suffering.
所以，神要用我们，他也叫我们受苦。
In the Bible, we find the God servant who used the God used them greatly, great servant. They all pass through this kind of suffering.
我们看圣经上面主所用的工人，他们都是。
Joseph, for example,
我们看约瑟,
and Moses,
摩西,
and David,
大卫,
and Paul,
保罗,
all this, let us think about those people that God used greatly, and they all went through suffering.
所以神所用的人,
They had various sufferings, such as the physical, psychological, emotional shocks, and so on.
无论在肉体精神上面, 他们都受了大大的,
So, we must go through the suffering to do the Lord's work. And also, we should go through the suffering in order to learn to love God and people.
我们而且要受苦，是为了学习怎么样去爱。
Without suffering, you cannot love God and people.
如果没有受苦，我们不懂怎么样爱神和爱人。
Such as there are so many kinds of love in this world.
这世界上有各种的爱。
The mainly divided into two.
我们把它分成两种。
One is the natural love, the human love, so called.
一种是自然的人性本性的爱
and the other is the love of God, God's love.
第二个是神的爱
So human love we don't have to learn through suffering. Everybody has a human love.
每个人都从自然与生俱来就会有的爱
Even though we can find the very warm and earnest human love among the unbelieving, sinful world.
我们看这个世界上的人
We will study about the natural love and God's love later, but mainly it divided the in the natural love, human love, we have three kinds of love. Eros love, that is the kind of Eros, the meaning of human love, physical love. This love, everyone has. This is one of the human instinct. That means, that kind of desire, I want to have for myself.
我自想要拥有这种东西
and Eros love and filial love filial that is fraternity, the friendly love friendship love
还有这个友情的爱
and also stroge love that is a family love
然后是家庭的爱
those three love the human natural love everyone has
是每个人都有这种自然的爱
Eros filial and stroge, those three human everyone have
占有的爱, 还有友情的爱, 还有亲情的爱,
we don't have to learn because it is a natural love it comes from by nature from our birth so it just comes from by nature
与生俱来就有的这三种情况
but agape love that is the love of God
还有就是神的爱
the most holy most pure love of God
神的爱是完全圣洁的爱
this love teaches us that even we love our own enemy
这种爱是叫我们要爱我们的仇敌
so in order to learn this kind of God's love we must suffer
为了要学习这种
God teaches the love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength.
神叫我们要尽心尽力尽性尽意爱
我们的神。And also, we should love our neighbor as ourselves.
同时要爱我们的周围的人。
Those who love is the agapeo.
这个是神圣的爱。
Not the eros or the not the phileo, not the strode.
不是这种人类的这个自然的爱。
So under such a bad condition as suffering, we should love God. We should love the people.
所以在这种苦难当中，我们学习怎么样爱神跟爱人。
Under the favorable condition, we can love anyone.
如果是在很顺境当中，我们自然就很容易去爱别人。
So in order to learn love God and people with agape love, we must.Sometimes suffer.
为了要学习神那种神圣的爱，我们就需要经过苦难的训练。
The Lord Himself once taught the disciple that you should love your own enemy.
所以主耶稣对他门徒说要爱你的仇敌。
He actually did on the cross.
他自己在十字架上给我们立一个榜样。
And also, the servant of God, they all followed their example, his examples.
那主的门徒也学习主的样子。
And another reason we should suffer is to achieve whole holy character personality.
最后，我们就是要为了完整一个圣洁的品格，我们需要经过苦难。
We should attain the perfection. The Bible teaches you must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
圣经上面叫我们要像天父一样完全。
And the perfect means blameless.
所谓完全就是无可指责。
So in many areas, this perfection will be accomplished. Just for example, in faith, we must be blameless in faith.
好像我们的信心是应当无可指责。
And in love.
我们的爱心应当无可指责。
In speech,
我们的言语要无可指责。
In fearing God,
我们的敬畏神要无可指责。
In all this area, we must be perfect.
在这所有的方向，我们都要无可指责。
So these are the main reasons we should suffer. All this kind of
为了要完成我们一个属灵高尚的品德，我们应该要受考验，受苦难。
The God permit His people to suffer.Because for our own benefit and blessing.
神允许这个苦难临到我们，为了要使我们受益。
Finally, He is going to give us a rich blessing by means of our suffering.
最后，他要大大的祝福我们，当我们通过这些苦难。
Like Job, was suffered very seriously, but finally, he got his blessing double.
像约伯。他经过大的苦难之后，他是双倍的受到祝福。
The psalmist said, the Psalm chapter 119.
诗篇一百十九篇说。
Psalm chapter 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇。
67.
第六十七节。
67.
六十七节。
Okay.
我未受苦以先走迷了路，现在却遵守你的话。
Okay, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. And 71.
第七十一节，我受苦是与我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。
It says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. So.The suffering in the spiritual sense for the people is not bad at all.
所以一个人受苦在属灵的这个观点来看是一点都没有害处。
I do not know what kind of suffering you have.
我不知道你有受过什么苦。
Maybe different.
每个人是不同的。
I think every one of you have a suffering.
我相信
your own cross.
你们每个人都有自己的十字架，都受过苦。
I myself have suffering.
我曾经受苦。
I myself have my own cross.
我也有我的十字架。
So we must realize why God make me suffer. So find out the God's will. This is a very important thing. The Bible testifies that if you will suffer, the two kind of important things that we have.
所以当我们受苦的时候，有两样重要的事情我们应该注意。
One is you should not disregard, make light of your suffering. You just accept and find out what the will of God is in your suffering.
在我们受苦的时候，不可忽视这个苦难。相反的，我们要仔细的思考。
And the other is we should not be discouraged.
第二个，我们受苦难，我们不要气馁。
Because we understand He is most merciful, our Heavenly Father. So He have something good is prepared for us after suffering.
我们知道神是我们天上的父，他爱我们，所以他训练我们。
Those two things, we must not be discouraged.
所以我们不要,
we must not take it light, disregard.
不要忽略这个苦难。
We just accept,
我们要接受的心情,
silently obey.
安安静静的顺服。
And another comfort, the Bible promise us, God never gave us suffering we cannot bear.
圣经上面说，神不会让我们承担那个我们不能够承受的那种苦。
He understands our strengths.
他知道我们的力量。
What we are.
他知道我们是谁。
How much we can bear.
我们到底能够承受多大的苦。
So just like a parents know their children, how strong and how much they can bear.
就是好像父母亲他了解他的儿女，他们的承担力是多大。
Parents will never push the load the children cannot bear.
这个父母亲不会把你孩子不能承担的重量来给他们承担。
So, when we suffer, we must be awake and reflect ourselves, examine ourselves, and to find out God's will.
所以当我们受苦的时候，我们应该思考。
And continue to pray and to know His will, to have a strength to bear and to overcome all kinds of suffering. And God will surely give you strength to overcome all kinds of and give way out this suffering. So this afternoon we study Christian suffering. Do you have any question or a testimony, please free to ask your question.
如果我们有什么见证或者是有什么疑问, 都可以现在提出来。
Is there anyone you do not have any suffering?
有没有人?
I have no suffering at all.
没有遇到任何苦难。
Okay. Do you mean what does the disregard mean? Okay. Now let's see here, Hebrew chapter. Hebrew chapter 12, from verse 5.
第十二章第五节，希伯来书十二章第五节。Hebrew chapter 12 from verse 5。第十二章第五节。
And you have forgotten the exhortations that speak to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives.
你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
Yes, I told this one too. Despite, do not despise. In other words, disregard, despise the chastening of the Lord, and nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. So disregard, despise, that means just look over. You see, God is going to teach you something by means of suffering, but you do not take it as God's teaching, and just look over and do not regard that it's important. That just happened by chance. Many things like that in this world. So just you just pass through.
就是这个意思，不可轻看，就是说，当你受苦难的时候，你没有想说是神在教导你，你就不想这个问题。你想，哎呦，我是倒霉碰到这种事情，这好像每一个人都是每天也会碰到倒霉的事嘛，我就真倒霉了，那就算了吧，就这样子。你根本没有想象是有没有神的意思在里面。So
you just do not want to take some lesson from it. You just
就是有些人他就不把它当作一种是神在教导他的一个机会，而随便的就忽略掉，让他这个事情做啊，算了，我倒霉。I
think that is one of the case, one of the many.
这就是这个意思，就是轻看主的管教。Regard,
that means pay very careful attention.
如果你不轻看的话，你就是会很注意的去想。
What is the teaching? What is the will of God there?
这件事情临到我身上有没有神的旨意在？
You should have this kind of attitude in faith.
就是要有比较敏感度去思考临到你身上的苦难。
Yes. Did you get a minute? Okay. Any other question you have?
还有其他的问题吗？
You see, wise person, they always reflect whatever they encounter with, happen to him.
智慧的人，他们都会常常思考临到他们身上的事情。
Because he believes God's guidance.
因为他们相信神的带领。
In every area, in every life, daily life, God guide him, so that everything happened to him has some kind of meaning.
所以他们相信神是日日带领他，每一件事情发生在他身上都有神美好的带领。
This is a wise person.
这是一个有智慧的人。
So if that kind of person will never despise.
所以这种人呢，他就不会轻看苦难的事情。
Yeah. And any other question you have?
还有其他的问题吗？
Okay, do you have any testimony or a comment or on this subject?
对于这个题目你有什么见证呢?
Okay, yes, sir.
我想这个是一个属灵的征战。 Mm-hmm. 我们在与属灵的恶魔征战。 我们越接近神，撒旦是越要攻击我们。所以我们遇到事情，我们要看我们是不是对神过着一个圣洁的生活，或者是其他的原因。 所以我们就是在属灵的征战里面。
Yes, we can look is in view of the spiritual battle, spiritual fighting.
所以我们都是在这个灵里面征战。
Yeah.